Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Ella Magazine podcast. I'm Scott the Butler. The IGLFA European Championships are taking place here in Dublin from June 13th till 16th at Dublin City University. 30 teams are taking part over the weekend, including a few from the US, Russia and South Africa. So it's pushing the boundaries of the European just a tiny bit, but all the more welcome here to Dublin. To tell us a bit more about it, we have Francis Fitzgibbon and Paul O'Brien from the Dublin Devils gay football team to tell us a bit more about the championships. Guys, you're very welcome along.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be here.
So, tell us about the IGLFA. That's a fair few letters that people might not be too familiar with.
It is indeed. It's the International Gay and Lesbian Football Association. It's actually celebrating its 21st birthday this year, so it's great to have the tournament here in Dublin to celebrate that event. And it really is the worldwide body that sets up, organises and administers the gay tournaments worldwide. So we're very thankful to have been chosen in the 21st year to host the European Championship here in Dublin.
So when was Dublin selected?
We made the official announcement at Dublin Pride here last year, and the announcement was made at the Gay Games in Antwerp last year.
And there's currently 30 teams so far involved, at least.
That's right indeed, yes. It's been a case of registrations open until the first match kicks off. So anybody who's shown any interest at all, we've said they're more than welcome and delighted to have them on board.
Excellent. And obviously anyone who's able to get over to Dublin for that particular weekend. Of course, the Dublin Devils are kind of behind the championships for this year. Francis, you're involved with the team as well. When did you get involved?
I'm coming up now, Scott, on 2 years. I was thinking about this the other day, actually, and I think it's October I'll be with the club for 2 years.
Okay.
And it was something that kind of happened on a whim. I was talking to somebody and they were saying, because I played football down in Kerry, and they were like, there's a gay football team. And I was thinking, what? There's a gay football team? And I didn't know. And I went along to one of the social settings and I met some of the guys, and they were very friendly and very good at encouraging me to come on board and come into the fold of the team. And I suppose for me, we often get asked, why do you want to go play with a gay team? Why not just go and play with the straight team? You know, what's the difference?
Yeah.
In the same way you have gay media, straight media, like, what do you need, you know, that? You
yeah,
know?
True.
The way I answer that and the way we answer that is that it's a sense of community. So we're not necessarily all from the same area, but we are a community as such in Dublin. And we it's almost tribal, you know, people and humans have this deep need to be tribal amongst their own and, you know, kind of their own kind.
In some ways,
so
yeah.
To speak.
Yeah.
In some ways. So for me, it was like, you know, it was people who were very similar to me, very similar interests. Okay. And at the end of the day, it was about football, and we got a chance to play football day in, day out. And it's great. And it has been great. It's been a fantastic 2 years.
In order to be involved with the team, do you need to be good at soccer?
No. We have all levels of skills on board in the club. We have an 11-a-side team, which we're putting out in Division 1 in the Championship. We have 6-a-side squads. We have people who just turn up for social events.
Okay.
As in they're social players, so they come along. Every Saturday, most Saturdays at 1 o'clock in the YMCA on Angel Street, we have indoor football. So, you know, you can come along there. There's absolutely no requirement to be the next Ronaldo, you know, the next Pelé. You just have to be interested, you know, in the club, interested in taking part. And I suppose, you know, have some kind of interest in football at least.
So going back to the championships, they're taking place from June 13th until 16th in DCU. Paul, can you take us through roughly what's going to be taking place in terms of the schedule over those days?
Yeah, pretty much. So we kick off in DCU on Thursday night next week with the opening ceremony. So teams will gather from about 8 o'clock in the hub bar on the DCU campus. So we've got the full 1,000 capacity venue there. So, you know, we're very excited there. We've also got a very special guest when the draw kicks off at 9 p.m. So when the balls go in the hat as such for the teams to be drawn out, we've actually got probably the best person to draw balls that could possibly be chosen.
Okay.
That, of course, is none other than Shirley Temple Barr.
Ah, fantastic. Okay.
So, you know, we're really excited there. And I know particularly the UK teams are going to be really blown away by Shirley and just, you know, the whole event that the draw will become.
Definitely one of Dublin's finest drag queens anyway. But so for people who want to pop along and support the teams, whether it's the Irish teams or indeed anyone else,
yep.
Are they able to pop along? Or?
Absolutely. So Thursday night's the draw. That lets the schedule be filled and teams will know when their matches are. And from there then, Friday morning, 9:30 a.m. kickoff, so up nice and early. We're over at the DCU Sports Field, so it's on the Ballymun Road. It's in behind the Esso service station. So okay. That's the main point. So as you're going towards the airport, it's in on the left, directly behind the Esso station. And we'll have six pitches there going for the two full days. So all day Friday, all day Saturday, 9 till 6. And we'll have, you know, all 30 teams in action a couple of times per day over both days.
Francis, if anyone wants to find out more about the Dublin Devils, where can they go to?
We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we have our own website. Just Google us, you'll come across us anywhere.
Excellent.
Yep, absolutely, you can catch us. It's DublinDevilsFC.com. And we've got a dedicated tournament website, which is Euro2013Dublin.com. So throw some emails or check those sites out and we'll be more than happy to come back to you.
Brilliant. Well, listen, in that case, best of luck with the championships. No doubt they're going to be brilliant. And of course, keep in touch with us and let us know what else the guys are taking place. The Gay Games are an international sporting and cultural event held every 4 years. Launched in 1982, the Games offer a safe environment for LGBT athletes and participants. They're open to anyone 18 years or older, and about 10% of participants are from outside of the LGBT community. This year, the Gay Games are taking place in August in Cleveland and Akron, Ohio. But in 2018, they have the strong possibility of being hosted in Limerick here in Ireland. To tell me a lot more about the bid, I have John James Hickey, the bid coordinator of Limerick 2018. John, you're very welcome along.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
First of all, congratulations on being shortlisted alongside London and Paris for the 2018 Gay Games. For people who haven't heard about the bid so far, or indeed if they knew that Limerick was taking place, how far has the campaign come?
The Limerick bid began in April of last year. We made contact with the Federation of Gay Games about the possibility of Limerick hosting the 2018 Gay Games. The 2018 Games will be the 10th Games. The first took place in 1982 in San Francisco. The process then after, where was that Limerick became one of seven cities around the world to participate in an exploratory meeting on that. We travelled then to Sofia last August in Bulgaria for the annual General Assembly of the Federation of Gay Games. And then Limerick officially became a bidding city and one of five bidding cities in September of last year, along with London, Paris, Orlando and Amsterdam. Up through the winter then, we have been working behind the scenes in Limerick, talking to various venues and sporting bodies around the country, trying to get our programme together for Limerick's bid. And we put that all together into a 300-page document in February and submitted that to the Federation of Gay Games on the 28th of February. And we then had 2 months of some questions and answers, followed by an online vote, which concluded last Friday. And we're now at the point where we're one of three cities, ourselves, London and Paris, who are in the running, the final running, to host the 2018 Gay Games.
It's brilliant. So it's been a brilliant journey so far for Limerick. Now, on an Irish level, Limerick is no stranger to sports. It has a very strong sporting tradition in Irish sport. Maybe for people who don't know too much about Limerick, can you tell us a bit about that?
Limerick is Ireland's third largest city. It is located in the Midwest, along the River Shannon, which has it flowing through it. It is home to Munster Rugby Club, Limerick GAA, and numerous other sporting bodies around the place. Mm. The University of Limerick, which will play host to the majority of our sports, is one of Ireland's most beautiful campuses. And also has a pedigree in terms of the sporting facilities that it has on that campus. Around the Shannon region as well, we'll be using the likes of the Ballyhara Mountain Biking Park in North Cork and the University of Limerick Activity Centre out in Lough Derg and Killaloe. So we have many facilities around the area as well, which will all feed into this bid.
Excellent. Okay, so what is the next stage then for the Limerick bid? It's been announced now that it will be shortlisted, or it has been shortlisted, besides London and Paris. So either way, the Gay Games in 2018 are coming to Europe. But what's the next step for you guys?
Yep, so we have a packed 4 weeks ahead of us. Limerick, London and Paris are all going to receive a site visit from the site inspectors in the first and second week of July. Limerick is the first city.
Okay.
So we will be welcoming the FGG to Limerick the first week in July, and we will be showing them around all the venues that we'll be using for our proposed bid. That will conclude after 3.5 days, and we then move on to preparing for our presentation to the Federation of Gay Games Annual General Assembly in Cleveland, Ohio in October. And at that point, there will be another vote by the Federation members on who will host the 2018 Games.
Excellent. Okay, so no pressure whatsoever there anyway. Let's go back to if Limerick is chosen as the host city for the 2018 Games. What are the type of sports that people can be expected to see there?
Yeah, so Limerick has approximately 34 different sports. That ranges from diving, open water swimming, water polo and synchronized swimming to golf and martial arts. We have a full listing of all of our sports on limerick2018.com. Two of the sports that's just exclusive to the Limerick bid is the inclusion of boxing and of wheelchair quad rugby as well.
Wow, brilliant.
Those are our two sports that we're bringing into the federations, into the Gay Games for
the first time.
For the first time.
Excellent.
Boxing, we're bringing it back. It was in the first Gay Games in 1982. It hasn't had an appearance since.
Wow.
So we're bringing it back, and hopefully we'll be successful in that.
Excellent. Okay. Well, no better city than an Irish city, especially considering Katie Taylor's recent success at the Olympics. So brilliant to have that in. So I guess the next stage, as you said, is going to be that you guys will be in Cleveland, Ohio, when the announcement is made of who is going to host the 2018 Games. So nervous?
No, we'll be perfectly fine.
Good
It'll
answer.
Be wonderful.
Good answer.
And we're looking forward to being in Cleveland. Cleveland is going to play host to the 2014 Gay Games. Mm. And we look forward to working both with the Federation of Gay Games, the Cleveland host city committee as well, and also our counterparts in London and Paris, and working with them over the next couple of months, and hopefully seeing Limerick bring the 2018 Gay Games to Ireland.
Well, best of luck with it. Definitely, we're going to be behind you all the way here, and keep us posted and let us know how you get on.
Absolutely.
Well, that's about it for the Ella Magazine podcast for this week. My thanks go to John James Hickey and to Francis Fitzgibbon and Paul O'Brien from Limerick 2018 and the Dublin Devils, respectively. And also thanks to Jenny Butler for her help on this week's podcast. We'll be back next week. And of course, don't miss all of our articles, updates and news at ella.ie.